we do a setting the bar story at this time every morning. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we're not in the game of name shaming here, but if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your kid Brisket, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be difficult.
So
that's going to present some issues, especially at a barbecue.
That's what the sister is trying to convince her brother of, right? So she's trying to get her brother to reconsider naming his kid Brisket. I guess he came up with it while he was smoking meat, her 29-year-old brother and his 27-year-old wife expecting their first kid. They've been trying to...
I like Brisket. That sounds like a really good name.
Right, right. They came up with this. They've been trying to come up with a name. Like, they're like, you know. And, you know, those of us who have kids know the immense pressure of naming a child.
Well, yes, we tried to go through all the different ways that name could be made fun of.
That's one way to do it.
Yes.
She wrote on Reddit, he told everyone at Sunday dinner that if it's a boy, they want to name him Brisket. Yes, like the barbecue dish. At first, we all thought he was joking, but no, he doubled down, said it's strong, masculine, and unforgettable. My sister-in-law looked kind of uncomfortable.
Also tasty.
Yes. But didn't say much. My mom nearly choked on her iced tea.
Oh, wow.
So she tried telling him Brisket could be a cute nickname.
Yes, nickname.
But apparently he got defensive.
Oh, no.
And accused her of trying to crush his creativity.
What kind of name is that anyhow, huh?
Yeah.
So what was... I'm just curious. Did they say what their girl name was? Maybe we could just pray it's a girl.
Maybe it's coleslaw.
Maybe it's coleslaw. Yes. Could be. I don't think that's better. This is... I understand this family's plight. That is... Oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, so, I mean,
unless they get their heart set on something, yeah.
I mean, we don't have a resolution on this.
Oh, we don't?
Right now, it's still up for debate,
so Baby Brisket
apparently
is cruising towards being Baby Brisket.
If a boy... Now, to be fair, I guess it could be, that's a gender non-specific name, I think.
Oh, it could be.
Because you could call the girl, like, Brissy, for short. You don't like that? Brissy? That could be cute, Brissy.
Again, for, I think it's problematic either way.
Anyways, Brisket is the name. So I don't know. They're still trying to work it out. Like I said, it was on an Ask Me Anything sort of, or Am I the Jerk on Reddit.
So we don't know what they chose.
Yeah. There is no, like, resolution on this right now. But just know, names are powerful, and don't take naming your kid lightly.
Exactly, because this is going to, they're going to carry it forever.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without naming your kid Brisket, you're doing okay. What I want
to
know,
they're old enough to legally change it.
What name did you want to name your kid, and what name is your kid now? Like,
okay.
did you guys go through a, we were kind of kicking around the name Popsicle, but then I decided, well,
Popsicle,
maybe not.
I was going to be Jared if I was a boy.
Yeah. I would have been Megan if I was a girl, but I mean, nothing crazy.
Yeah, that was normal names.
Yeah, those were
normal names.
Fairly normal, yeah. But what name did you want to name your kid, and what name is your kid now? We'll take some of those stories coming up on 99.7 JX. That's your Setting the Bar story.